Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. We're celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century, but it's also the 23rd anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show. And I thank you for hanging out with us all this time. Wayne Cruz has been with us for 22 of those years. We've already had his 22nd anniversary on the show. He's Vice President for Policy and Director of Technology Studies at the Competitive Enterprise Institute. He's the author of 10,000 Commandments, which is an annual report on the expense that you and I pay on the things that cost us money, the regulatory expense that you and I pay. And he's among many other publications that he has authored. He's our good friend. And by the way, folks, he is the leading voice, the leading expert in the galaxy for regulatory expense, the regulatory state. And we've been quoting him a lot lately. Wayne, welcome back.
Hey, thank you for having me. You got to be careful. I think they found a whole bunch of other Earth-like planets, so there might be somebody else.
But
I was thinking, if they're Earth-like, we don't want to go there either.
But they've determined that there's nobody else like Wayne Cruz there. They have.
Right. I'll take that. And I want to say to you, congratulations on the anniversary. I mean, we've been doing this show and having just a heck of a lot of fun covering all kinds of things over the years. You know, we've talked about, you know, all the regulatory stuff you mentioned.
Yeah.
And privacy and technology policy and antitrust. It's really good that you're doing this, because a big part of the feature of 10,000 Commandments, as you know, is looking at small business effects. And there's a lot of things that had happened this year whereby Trump was trying to ease burdens, you know, fairness and good faith exemptions on things for small business. So there's a lot of good things, but now we're in a different environment.
Well, that's right, and that's the reason why your name has been coming up lately. I don't know if you saw my two posts where I compared the movie that we saw with 7 years of a Biden economy and 4 years of a Trump economy. When I compared and contrast those in two different articles that I wrote, you know, I mentioned you in those articles, and then in the last couple of weeks, I've been reminding people about your regulatory dark matter the term you coined, and what we need to be if we wind up with a Harris Biden administration. That's what I'm calling it now, the Harris Biden administration. If we wind up with if we wind up with that, we're gonna have a lot more of that kind of stuff. And I wanted you to take a minute and remind people about what that is, because folks, remember, Wayne has done the research. He's done the math on the fact that the regulatory expense that you and I pay in the macro, and it's not a direct check that we write all the time, but in the aggregate, it exceeds our tax bill. Go ahead, Wayne.
That's right. Compiling the best data I can find, I'm comfortable using a placeholder for cost of regulation. I had been using $2 trillion, $2 trillion. I'm not an economic planner, and we've talked about this before in detail in other respects. You can't actually measure third party regulation in the same way you just said you can't write a check for it. It's all this intervention that it just pollutes the economy. You can use the data from the OMB as a lot less than what the Council of Economic Advisors says. They talk about trillions of dollars in costs. So put it this way, Jim, if federal spending normally, it had just gotten back to a record $4 trillion, but of course this is the year of coronavirus, so now federal spending is going to be $6
trillion. Yeah,
but say you have a normal year of $4 trillion, the regulatory burden is half.
And we should say $6 trillion with revenue of $2 trillion, right?
That's right. And you can add that exactly. Because you can add together in the individual income tax and the corporate income tax, and it's still less than the cost of federal regulation by my by my reckoning. Now, the Mercatus Center says the cost of regulation, if you'd stopped regulating in the year 1980, the economy would be $4 trillion larger. So they've got like an implicit number
wow.
that's double mine. But I'm trying, you know how when I put this report together, I'm trying to show in different categories, economic, financial, health, safety, and you know, all these areas, paperwork, all these areas, what the burdens are. And I'm sure that the sky's the limit on what they really are, because one of the advantages of things under Trump was it's not so much that one in, two out got rid of gigantic regulations.
I mean, let me stop you for a second, Wayne. Folks, if you remember when Trump got elected, he said we're going to reverse the Biden-Obama regulatory momentum, and if you add a regulation, you got to take two out. That's the two in, one out thing. And Wayne, hold on to that thought. I'm going to let you come back and pick up on that again, folks. And when we come back, we're going to talk about what's in store if there is a Harris-Biden administration for the next 4 years. What's in store for you for a regulatory state? Simple. Right after the break. Wayne Cruz is our guest. I'm Jim Blasek. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.